Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Andre Rienzo has been with the Marlins a little bit over 2 weeks now, but Andre, yesterday, just the second time they've been able to get you into a ball game. You'd been starting every 5 days at AAA. Tell me about making the adjustment coming out of the bullpen and pitching so infrequently. How do you stay ready?
Well, first of all, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be part of the team. I practice every day like I need to be ready for the day. I know I'm the long reliever in the bullpen. I know pitch a lot, and I just my second apparent, like you say, but I try to be in shape to be when the team needed me. You know, when you not have a lot of opportunities, you want to go there and show what you have. For when the team needed to make some decisions, think more. You know, so you have a good job, so maybe not. So I just practice every day, like when I practice, I get a start because I practice hard to my 50 day, I'd be ready to go. So I practice here like every day, like when I be start.
I want to talk to you about your very unusual path to the major leagues. You're one of three Brazilian-born players ever to appear in the big leagues, the only pitcher in the major leagues. You had Yan Gomes beat you by about a year to the big leagues. Now Paulo Orlando, an outfielder with the Royals, is here. How did you start playing baseball in Brazil, certainly a country we don't associate with baseball?
Well, Brazil is big country, but just three, right? So I started to play when I was young. The youngs won for three brothers. So my brothers go to the my brothers play too. When my brothers go, I just follow my brothers and I go to the field. My mom plays softball a little bit. In Brazil, the baseball is a Japanese style. You know, the Japanese bring the baseball to Brazil. So it's a really kind of, it make you, it educate you too. You know, just about play baseball, it make you good education, something like that. And my mom put us there because my mom is single mom. She's got a divorce, and after she's got a divorce, she's scared. What does she do with three kids, three boys? She's scared of us go to the bad way. So she's putting the Japanese baseball, give you us good education. I hope you have three good kids now.
How popular has baseball become over the years in Brazil, and how much has it helped now having three Brazilian big leaguers?
Well, I think after the WBC, Brazil show good baseball. It's got a little bit bigger. Barry Larkin, Latroy Hawkins, Steve Feeling, and a bunch more players go to Brazil and do a major league camp every year in February. So that is awesome. That is helping Brazil a lot. MLB tried to help Brazil a lot. So put like that kind of stuff, you know, major league camp. I think it's not big. I know be loose to, liar to myself. It's not getting big like soccer, basketball, volleyball. But it's starting to grow up. So that is what the plan for us come for a long time ago. It's more small to now. If you get to grow up a little bit, I have for that.
And from what I've read in the past, when you go home in the off season, you've worked very hard to help grow the sport in Brazil. What are some things you've done?
Yeah, I live there. I still live there. And I do it like that. When Barry Larkin go with the Major League camp, he's always inviting me. I go too, but I don't talk that much. I leave the Hall of Fame guys talk, you know. But all the things I can do, like I travel to Rio, Recife, is kind of big cities try to put it the baseball in the cities, you know, kind of put the baseball. The Brazil tried to make something like put a baseball in the schools. When you have like one day in the week, maybe you have like a class of baseball, something like that. So I go and try to help. I go with Paulo last year. You don't go a lot because you live here. So we go, I think 2 years ago, he's back to Brazil and make some camps. But now me and Paulo still live there. So all the time he's back, he's kind of doing that kind of stuff.
Are there many major league games on TV in Brazil? Can people watch you?
In Brazil, now we start more when I have a little bit more games. And before, it's just two times in. One in the week, one in the weekend. No, Sunday baseball is in Brazil all the time, and one in the week. But now we start to get a little bit more, like, you know, the Fox or ESPN look like if Ian play or I play or Paulo play, put the game on, you know, something like that.
Talking with Andre Rienzo. Are you recognized often walking down the street in Brazil as an important Brazilian when it comes to baseball?
No, I'm a baseball player, no soccer, so I still like a normal people.
So you're walking down the street with Neymar. How do people react to him and to you?
He's making like a security for Neymar. I don't go to Neymar. Neymar is really popular. Baseball is not that grow in Brazil, so I don't have a lot of fans.
What did it mean to you get to pitch for Brazil in the WBC back in 2013?
Well, mean a lot. You know, I represent my country. That is so far the best feeling I have about play baseball. Like together with my major league debut is amazing feeling. And you represent your country. You like to do the most you can. I hope I can be in the next one, the qualifier, and go again.
This is an exciting time in sports for Brazil. You had the World Cup a year ago. You got the Olympics coming to Rio in 2016. I got to imagine things are pretty crazy there sports-wise these days.
Well, my family's saying the World Cup is a really good moon. You know, everybody happy, the good competence before the Brazil lose. So everybody says really, really everybody happy there and everybody enjoyed the time.
So Andre Rienzo, hopefully we'll get you back in a ball game before too long. Let's do it once or twice every 2 weeks, and we appreciate the time today.
Thank you, sir. I hope to.
Kyle, back to you.